Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. With over 3,600 miles of fiber, United Communications delivers nearly perfect reliability across the region. Find out more at mte.com/internet. Well, with that same reliability, 99.99%, Jennifer Sanchez is here with Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. We were just talking about some of the fun things that we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think we both enjoy what we do in our jobs, yeah. But there are aspects of it that if someone else did it, would be completely fine.
Yes. I would love to hand a few things off. Absolutely. Love everything about my job. There's just a couple things.
Yeah. There always seems to be. So Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift is out on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right before you get to Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right there on the left side. If you're headed down MLK Boulevard toward the university and John Bragg Highway, so very easy to find. Lots of stuff. We're going to talk about what mm-hmm. we can find out there in a few, but Steered Straight is the ministry that Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift supports, and I'm sure, you know, we're getting toward the end of the school year here locally, but some schools go into June and July. There's not a lot of downtime for Michael and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there really isn't. He has about 2 weeks in July. So, yeah, a lot of the northern schools go into about mid-June, like even that third week of June. And then there's always, like, towards the end of June, there's still, like, the teacher. So he'll still do, like, assemblies for teachers and stuff like that and parent academies. And then he's got about 2 weeks in July. And then he kind of gets it ramped back up again, but he does a lot. Like, there's a lot more prison ministries that happen definitely in the summer months, versus during the school years. He still gets out there, but I definitely say I see like when I keep track of him that he's definitely does a lot more in the summer with the prisons.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, it makes sense. And you were talking with us last time you were on, you know, there are more speakers now. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, you can really touch more lives and people.
Absolutely. The last thing I heard was him and his team get to about 700 schools in a year.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's lots and lots of kids and lots of teachers and lots and lots of parents. Absolutely. So he does have a pretty good team that's able to get out there, and he does the majority of the speaking, but there's a good percent that he's got, because obviously he would love to split himself. I'm sure he would love to clone himself a couple times over, but he cannot do that. So he does have other speakers that help him out.
So remind us of some of the things that he goes to talk to these young people and in the prisons and things of that nature. What are some of the subject matters that he takes up?
Sure, absolutely. I don't think we touch on prisons too much here, but for prisons, he really talks about, okay, you've done it. You did it. It's like we can't go back in the past.
You're here.
Yeah. So how do we go forward? So schools are the preventative side. Prisons are, you did it. Let's figure this out. Mm-hmm. And they all have to go and listen to him.
They don't really have a choice in the matter, do they?
They don't have a choice. They do have to go listen to him. And of course, you know, half of them are going to listen. The other half are not going to listen. But, you know, hey, he'll take one. He'll take one if someone listens. So he gets there and says, okay, you're here. Let's figure out how to not get back here again. I did it. He gives him his example. I did it. I've been here. I was in it for 12 years. You know, and I was done. I was done after that last stint. I finally hit my brick wall. I finally had it and was fed up. So he talks that out with the prisoners, and his wife will talk to the women prisoners too. So they'll split. He'll do the men, she'll do the women. So they're equal opportunity right there. And then the other part that they actually touch on too is the majority of, especially women, like I think it's like 98% of the women in prison, they have kids. Mm. Okay, so now you're here. Let's get this right and straight. You've got a kiddo at home. You probably have a couple of kiddos at home. So there's, you know, dads that are in prison. You've got kiddos at home. How do you change your life so they don't follow this path? So they definitely work the side of, you're here. Let's fix this. Do you want to come back here again? No, are you done? Okay, let's get you out of here. Let's get you so your kid doesn't follow your path.
Yeah.
So, and that's really how they work the prison ministry side. So it is definitely, I think, more real, more in your face, more come on, knock it off. You're adults. We're kids, you know, you're kind of, he like eases into everything. He acts all cool. He thinks he's cool. And he eases into it and gives like, you know, other kid stories where in prison, he's like, come on, let's knock this off. Let's do better. So the prison side is definitely a little bit more grit to it. Let's put it that way.
And, you know, let's face it, it's hard when you have been in and then all of a sudden you have your freedom and it's like, there needs to be support around those people. And I'm sure he knows kind of the support system that's needed and how to find that.
He does. Yeah. Him and his wife both do. Absolutely. Actually, that's what they're both working on right now in McMinnville, just that support system with the Hope Chest. There is a thrift store there also called the Hope Chest Thrift, but then there's also housing there. Right now, they've got the women's and kid housing up and going, but now they're working on men. So yeah, you need the support. And the best thing I've ever heard when it comes to support is, now obviously if you got a kiddo, that's a little bit of a different story, but if you can move away. And I hear that over and over again, that when I have different volunteers that come into, because I'll take volunteers into my store, and it's typically volunteers who are working with the program, and they come in and I'll ask them, hey, where are you from? And I mean, I won't get too nosy because I don't want to, that's not my business, but they'll tell me like Knoxville, they'll tell me a completely different state. So majority of people who are working like, I'm now done, I need to get better, they will go somewhere else. They will go live in a different state completely. Or across the state, just get away from that area, because typically once you have that downtime, once you have that freedom, you call that person again, you walk over, oh hey, let me just go, I won't do nothing, I'll just go hang out, and that typically doesn't work. So yeah, him and Darla both really good at trying to figure out, okay, how do we help you out, how do we get you out of this, how do we work this program. So absolutely,
certainly started from humble beginnings and now continuing to grow. And, you know, I'm sure that funding comes from more than just, you know, the stores, but I'm sure there are grants and all kinds of different things that are available to help with this.
Yeah, absolutely. So just like the DARE program once upon a time, you know, so every school has a little bit of a budget. Now, some schools have got a nice big fat budget, and some schools might have next to zero in their budget. He doesn't leave any school behind. So that's where the store kicks in. So the majority of schools have got some type of budget to bring him in or somebody on his team in to give that that assembly to talk to the kids or talk to the teachers, talk to the parents. And typically it's everybody. So it's rare that he goes to a school and just talks to kids and walks and doesn't do anything else. Majority of the time he goes to a school. After that, there's teachers. After that, there's parents. So there's always continue in that one spot. So he will really stretch far, and he will get to that middle, that grade school, middle school, and high school. So he gets to every kiddo. But yes, there a lot of schools do have a little bit of a budget that can bring him in. But the ones that do not, he still goes. If they call him up and say, I'm really sorry, we don't have a budget, but we've got a problem here. We have a big problem with vaping. You know that this company is so evil. They have made a vape pen into a chapstick.
Oh, wow.
It looks like a chapstick. They made a vape pen into a car key fob. You know, your little car key fobs?
Mm-hmm.
Just take that little top off. There's your vape. That is how incredibly evil this company is, that is trying to give to kids to deceive adults, their parents, their loved ones, so they can hide their vaping. Because that's how incredibly addictive it is. That's how incredibly horrible it, very, very horrible to a child, to their development of their brain and what is going on in their lives. And these companies are coming up with such stinking deceiving. It's in a pen, an ink pen. You take the top of the ink pen off, and they're smokeless now. So the kid can completely do it in the classroom with no smoke.
So you have the ink pen in your mouth, but it's not an ink pen.
It's not an ink pen. I know. Oh gosh. Okay. All right. Sorry, my tangent. But in so he really talks to everybody that he possibly can and gets in there and talks to every age level and the teachers and the students. And again, even if the school cannot provide the funds, he will not say no. He will go. Yeah. He will go. He'll absolutely go.
Well, the store certainly supports a lot of that as well, and you keep great things in there. I had someone this past month talk about they visited the store and really enjoyed the layout, and it's not just like rows and rows of things that are just kind of scattered. I mean, there's a method to the madness, I guess, if you will.
There is definitely a method to my madness. And I do have my employees are catching on to my madness. I have rooms in a sense. Like, we've created rooms. So I've got like a media room. I've got a boutique. I've got a vintage. I've got linens. I've got a toy kid area. And I am not leaving my pickers out. I've got even a picker hardware area that you guys like to go through all the little bins and stuff like that. Yeah. And of course, rows and rows of clothes and shoes and kitchen. So yes, I like the feel. I love thrifting. I thrift everywhere I go on vacation. I find that nearest thrift store and I look around and go, ooh, I love how they did that. Or I'll go, ooh, I don't like how they did this. And nope, I'm kind of in and out pretty fast. But if they've caught my attention on how they've decorated, obviously that's not everyone's thing. Like, sure. They some people could care less on how it's decorated. But I do know that a lot of people, I hear it every day. I love how the store is laid out. I love how you guys decorate. And that is my team. That's little me, very little me. That is my team who decorates and puts things together and make the store look presentable and where we can find stuff. And so when someone comes in and says, hey, I'm looking for a crock pot. Well, you know what? If I have one, you just walk halfway down. It's on your left-hand side. That's kitchen. You know? So, I mean, there's... Yeah, we try.
Yeah.
We try.
And I'm sure lots of summer stuff out already.
Yeah, all the summer stuff is out. Tank top, swimwear, of course, everything. And of course, we have Mom's Day coming up this Sunday. We're not going to forget about those moms. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to have purses, jewelry, and scarves 30% off. And that's going to go in through Sunday. So it's going to start tomorrow, go all the way through the week. So 30% off on purse, jewelries, and scarves. And then this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to add to that 30% with our media. So we're going to add in books and DVDs and VHSs.
So all we're things gonna, we're that having, moms would like.
I know. I just thought, I was like sitting, I'm like, what do I want? What do I want? And I want purses and jewelries. And I want a book. So, yeah, I thought, let's get the moms.
And think about it, you know, the moms are going to be all for, you know, saving money and, you know, all that kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. If my kiddos got me something because he either, like, made it or put it together or got it at a thrift store, heck yeah. Yeah, no, don't be spending, don't pay full price. Don't pay full price.
So, let's see, I guess... Summertime, we're going to be in that transition here for a while. So, I mean,
yes. Oh, don't you bring up holidays. I knew where you were going. I saw your brain bubble.
Did you?
Yes. I'm like, nope. We're in summer.
Summer.
We're in summer. 4th of July and of course Memorial coming up. So yes, we're
so some patriotic stuff maybe.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So right now we have a cat theme up front, but by next week we will definitely going patriotic and get our love our fun American flag stuff out and be patriots. So absolutely. So and I'm also needing a warehouse manager. So if anybody is looking for it'll be about 25, 30 hours a week. I'm needing a warehouse manager.
Okay. So they just stop by the store?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't do applications online. We're really kind of homeschool. We're mom and pop style.
Sure.
So I've got just regular paper applications.
Okay. So just stop on in and ask for Jennifer at Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Where can we find you?
At 1007 Dr. MLK Boulevard. It used to be called Mercury, and I'm in the... I never remember the initials. AG Sporting Goods Store. See, you're my person for that.
We've got you covered on that. And I've noticed that at first it was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and now everybody seems to be shortening it a little bit.
Oh, so. MLK. Yeah, that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, that is such a mouthful.
A lot.
So, yeah, we just say MLK really fast.
Yeah.
So,
and you're at 1007, so that's even longer. So,
yes, anyway. Yes. And you got to put in Murfreesboro because there is a MLK in every, there's one in Knoxville, there's one in the Nashville, Memphis. So there's an MLK in every major city. So you got to make sure you put in the word Murfreesboro, because I've had someone accidentally go driving around Nashville. They're like, I don't see this 1007. I was like, no. Oh no, love.
You're in the wrong county.
Yeah.
So. Well, it's always fun to catch up with you and give Michael and Darla and everybody our best, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Don't forget to head over to Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift online, Facebook. It's a great resource for you there as well to see some of the great deals. And Mother's Day's this Sunday, so don't forget Mom. Be sure to head on over to Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Have a great day, everybody. See you next time.